It's tough not to laugh, right? It's tough not to, because it's so stupid.
That was genius, the way you started, just went.
People were so mad that we didn't
do that
last week.
It. They loved it.
That we didn't do it last week.
Oh, I forgot. I meant to upload the mixes.
Multiple tweets that were like.
Did you upload the mix, the special mixes?
No, I didn't.
Neither did I.
All right.
What's the matter with you guys?
Let people
I don't know. I spent like 3 hours on one of those.
That's the way we end the show.
Maybe that's just the show.
Like when one of us is
you
ready
to
tap
the
out.
Show. These guys
what if
just...
we just skyrocket to the top of the charts? All these guys do is do like out of key.
We're not out of key, but we're surprisingly musical. This guy can hold a. This guy can hold a note.
I have no voice. We should like one of us is ready to tap out. It'll always be tie every week. But like you and I will be having a good conversation about like black hookers or something. And, all of a sudden we just hear Tyler going, oh.
You guys play me off. We all join in and I was like levitated away. Yeah, there was multiple tweets last week saying,
what is tweet?
Glad Tyler's safe and all in London, but how could you guys not do the one good thing that you've done on the show basically
because
in years?
I got to say that I enjoy doing it and I enjoy listening back to it more.
Yes, so do the listeners. And they're mad that we didn't do it.
It truly made me giggle. I listened to that podcast back, which is a rarity, and when it got to the end and we did it again and we just outed, just like done.
Let's not talk about
it. I played
it
for a couple of people. I was like, listen to the intro of this week's After Disaster.
What? How do you do that? That's weird. Like, sit down, friend. Listen to me.
It's not weird. I go to people at the bus.
The bus? You take the bus?
Yeah.
Hey, let's do a good show. Let's
another
do like
one.
A
Ride
really
good
show.
Okay,
let's
good show. Good one. Really good show. Coming up.
I feel like last week was kind of just, we mailed it in a little bit. Not really mailed. I don't feel like there's any high points.
Yeah,
you know?
I didn't last
you know those,
week.
Those movies that you go see and everything's just kind of like, bah.
Worst thing ever. If you listen last week, you're probably depressed.
No. Not the worst thing ever. It's just
shit.
It was solid. It's just there was no good
last
like,
week
high
was
points.
The Hitler of
memorable.
I was delirious.
It was the Hitler of shows?
Yeah. It's the worst ever.
Let's not.
Worst ever.
Not
Jeffrey Dahmer of shows last week. Dirty baby diaper of shows.
That I can relate to.
Yeah, I'll say.
Oh my God, some dirty baby diapers.
I can't, but I know you guys can. And I've walked through a changing station or two in my day.
Have you?
I changed a diaper.
And I do know when people say I almost threw up when I smelled something because I felt myself like get that tingly, like I might throw up smelling that.
I hate bad smells, like terrible. It's awful. It's crippling at times, Mike. I got a cure for it.
I can't tell you how I know.
Different ableing
what
at times.
I got have a
cure.
Baby? Have a baby?
No. You got to put a lot into it, but have a baby and you get pretty immune to it.
Yeah, I bet.
I changed Zach's diaper at Dodger Stadium in the men's room
disgusting.
On the folding table.
Next to one of those troughs.
Cholos walked by going, yo, what's up?
Yeah, well.
What's up? And then one guy was like,
I remember that smell.
Been there before.
Yep. He was like 13.
I was just going to say that, but I went. Yeah, I remember my girl was 16.
Hey, welcome to After Disaster. I am Anderson. There is Mike Carano to my right. There's Ty Ty to my left. And we are coming to you live on tape from the Hollywood Improv upstairs.
Live.
Sort of live.
We are going to be calling a listener a little bit. Yeah. He's very excited to be on the program. His name's Damian Sherman. He was actually one of the perk purchasers for Groupers. Plunked down $250
nice.
To have me watch a film and then talk about it
it's
on
weird
the
that you're selling this at the
oh,
top.
Oh, on this program?
Like, stay tuned after
were,
the break.
I thought you were going to talk about it on the film vault.
What's funny is, like, you know, one of my perks for Groupers, which, can I talk about Groupers for 1 second here?
What's Groupers?
Not a lot to talk about with Groupers. And a lot, no. I'm getting emails, and Kevin Jacobson, I will call you back. He's one of our associate producers, great guy. He's actually in the film, but... People are down on me because I'm not like doing updates and whatnot on the Facebook.
Mickey's down on me for not giving him the pictures.
Well, I need the drone footage. It's going to actually make the
cut.
Oh,
yeah. I looked at it, and most of it is a mess because I didn't know how to fly
just
that day.
Just send it to me, please.
But there is one, like, there's a few seconds that's really good, and
it really bummed me
out that I didn't just raise the landing gear, turn the camera sideways, then I could have driven it.
I was looking at the footage as you shot it, and it's going to work. So please just send it to me, please.
Okay. Before your hard drive fails.
Anyways, we're at a down. It's a bit of a downtime. Not a lot to talk about with Grouper. So I know that I avoid talking about it because I don't want to bore people who don't give a fuck. But right now, there's not a whole lot. Here's kind of the method that's happening right now. The first edited scene is being pieced together. It's been going on for a couple weeks now. And it's a monster scene. It's a very, very long, big scene. And it's taken my editor some time to get through because it's a bunch. And we're going to kind of use that as a jumping off point. So once we finish
this. And he just had LASIK eye surgery, so it's hard for him to do it?
So he sends me footage about once every 5 days or so.
This is the guy back in like Cincinnati?
He's in Chicago.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've talked to him on the phone multiple times, but there's just, it's kind of Dallsville right now, and you
should only call him when the Cubs are playing.
And
hey, it's
probably
me.
Be busy.
You got some time to chat?
So also, not, he could not be a White lot Sox of fan.
Fun,
real quick,
no fun updates.
Congratulations to you and the Pittsburgh Penguins.
It's pretty sweet. Yeah,
it's pretty unbelievable.
It didn't have the same zing to it this year.
No, last year was much better.
Well, last year because it was a long wait, but this year
no. Last year was 1,000 times better.
Literally won money
3,000 times better.
Yep.
What's funny is our odds were great, and we got really great odds last
year. The greats were
odds. And last year's team was way better than this year's team, and this year's team never really got – it was like 8-1 odds. But not important. Mm-hmm. Took years out of my life, though. Poor Jillian would come home, and I would just be, like, stressed. I'm not even enjoying myself.
Was Atticus picking up the stress off of you?
A number of times during these playoffs, I thought,
right, you just summed
do
it all
I
want to
continue
I'm
watching
I'm not even
this?
Enjoying myself.
No, there's no enjoyment.
It's misery.
No, I know that feeling. The Dodgers playoffs, it's awful.
There's no fun.
There's no fun. And the second you win a game, you're like, oh, well, we're just going to lose the next game.
You kind of feel that way.
You guys would be really good to pitch tickets, season tickets next year.
So terrible.
And then as soon as we win, I'm like, oh, we're going to lose the next one.
What's great about hockey, though, is
at least in hockey, you can look at the time clicking down.
At least in hockey, you got cool air coming up from the ground.
Yeah, that's true.
I've been there with baseball, though, where every pitch is just dude, I'm a Pirate fan. I watched my dad and I were like, it was before the internet.
Internet.
And we were actually on the phone with travel agents talking about booking flights to Minnesota. We're going to go to Minnesota and watch the fucking World Series. That's what my dad and I were going to do because it was like bottom of the ninth. They were winning. And
Sid Bream,
who runs about as fast as I do.
What year was that?
91.
Oh, that's right. I was going to throw my Kent to Colby
95?
Reference out again.
Best part about that play is
I don't get a chance to.
Andy Van Slyke in center field, Barry Bonds in left field. Mm. And Andy Van Slyke tells Barry Bonds to shade in a couple feet. Barry flips him off. Next pitch lands in front of Barry. And so he wasn't a couple feet closer where he could have caught it.
I would have been to Minnesota.
I'd like to see the World Series. I'd like to see the tape on that because that sounds great.
I don't know if there's tape of him flipping off, but there's Andy Van Slyke telling it in an interview.
Widely recognized as one of the biggest douchebags in all of professional sports.
He cost my dad and I memories that I'll never have.
You know what? Well, I know where he lives in San Francisco. We can go get him.
You have his address?
You just look for the big hats.
I just follow the
like
truck.
He just, like,
dropping
he just leaves
steroids.
Big hats as he walks down the street.
He's skinny
head.
Now.
Yeah,
is he?
Skinny. But he has a giant bobblehead, but he's skinny now. He rides bikes all the time.
Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Really?
Don't care.
Does he have a costume? Mm-hmm. Like a UPS costume?
We're not talking about UPS after what happened today.
You're right. Sorry.
Yeah, so
don't talk
so
about baseball
was the,
either.
Was
then.
There anything else that happened today? Because I get my news from my mom secondhand.
Really?
Some congressmen playing baseball were shot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, in Washington, right?
Yeah.
Well,
so there's two shootings today.
Yeah.
Mm. Right, let's not talk about that because that's not what this show is.
No.
Why? I have a lot of great gunman comedy coming up. I came fully loaded.
Were you
these punchlines come to me automatically.
Did it have a personal effect on you, Tyler, since you're such a baseball playing person? Because you know what was pointed out to me on talk radio today? Nowhere to hide when you're on the field and someone's shooting at you.
Dug out.
Nowhere to hide. Now you're when you're on the field.
Lay down behind the mound. That's like, it's like
oh, yeah, you're
14
right.
inches.
They can just shim off the organs that are in your back.
Apparently the guy that was shot, the Scalise guy, was shot. He was like standing on second base. But I guess he's the only...
important person.
He was the only like actual.
He was why there was police protection.
Right,
there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he steal second?
Yeah, that's why they shot him.
No, but I mean, that'd be kind of like weird if he's like he's all excited because he stole second and he was successful. But if he got called he out, he'd be safe in the dugout.
He picks up second base and
that's true.
The bullet can't
penetrate second. That shows you never try hard.
Yeah. Never try hard.
Never leg it.
He
never
picks
leg
up second
out
base
too.
And the bullet can't penetrate it. And the next thing you know, every single bulletproof vest is made out of second bases.
But just second base. They don't take
Michael,
first
do you
or
know
third.
Anything about sports at all?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Hey, real quick. Want to get this out of the way, past us, behind us.
Okay.
Okay, so things are getting a little thin around the Cowan household. And I'm not saying that, you know, we're poor, but, you know, I'm stay-at-home dad guy.
Yeah.
I'm in a weird position because Loveline's been gone for over a year. Yep. I make my living off of this and the Film Vault,
essentially. I'm going to be in that boat with you,
a
I'm
little
sure
bit
soon,
of sex with Emily here
meaning
and there.
I'm going to move into your house for free.
Jillian's the breadwinner, which I'm not threatened by. I'm fine with that. I'm cool with that.
I am.
And thank God that Jillian's got, you know, a steady job. She is a social worker, though, so she's not, like, coming home with, you know, like, banker's money. And, you know, things are getting Atticus needs diapers. I'm okay. I got credit and whatnot. I can make things work. But I'm in a weird position where I can't really go out and look for a job because we got the old groupers right around the corner. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to, like, be in a place where I got
to
take off a bunch of time and
deal
with groupers. And so I'm stay-at-home dad guy. I'm Mr. Mom, which is pejorative. I understand that. And women, especially feminists.
Will Uber let you drive around with a kid in the car?
I.e. my wife. Yeah, I thought about that.
Let's keep him in the trunk. It's fine.
Changing the diaper
gets
with a passenger
when,
in the back.
When you say Mr. Mom, I guess is kind
who
of
who gets
like,
upset at that?
Feminist. Anyways, I am that, though. Wait, I'm Mr. Mom. I'm home.
Like the woman that got me kicked out of the Madonna Inn?
Because it's like, why does it have to be a mom? Why can't you just like be Mr. Dad? Why does it have to be a mom? That's,
Right.
Yeah. Do you have to explain the
it's
way,
weird when you
way
think...
history has gone for most
so I can't do much. I'm not a handyman. I can't come over and clean, you know, fix your toilet. Yeah. I can't. There's few things I can do. I can do sound, but I fucking
Are
hate
you
it.
Saying you bought a massage table and you're going to start giving mini massages for $20?
For $20? What? Way more than that, but yes, okay. I want to massage the listeners.
Jostling?
No. I can do
I
one
want
thing.
To massage the listeners is one of the worst sentences ever said on the show.
Here's what
yes,
I can do.
I and want to massage the listeners.
Speaking of Damien, we're going to call him here in a second, but you know, I've been talking to the listeners. I sold 11 different Flick Fashions. Assigned me a movie to talk about on the Film Vault, which I was starting to say earlier is a little bit weird because people bought that and I assume they're Film Vault listeners, but a number of them that I've talked to so far, because what I do is I watch the movie that they choose for me and then I call them up and we discuss the movie that they chose for me and then I talk about it on the Film Vault. That was the perk. Yeah. And a number of them are huge After Disaster fans.
I would love to explain this to somebody 30 years ago. So for $250, I watch a movie and then I call the person and discuss it.
So
it would be like,
what? I didn't do it this
last week.
I can
just see old men from the 50s just putting a gun in their mouth. I don't understand this world.
It's like No Country for Old Men.
That's
like,
right.
You know, 30 years ago was 1986, right?
I still think 30 years ago was the
87, actually. I forgot it was 31 this year.
Oh, my God. That was 31 years ago. I remember that like it was yesterday.
When I was born?
86, yeah.
All your troubles
you're a
youngin. So far
anyways,
away.
I've thought about it, and I'm in a unique position where this summer I am going to be at home with the boy, as I have been
summer,
for the last couple months.
This summer.
And things
summer.
Are a little bit thin, so I don't know when this would happen beyond this summer, but I'm in a position where you can go to AndersonCowan.com.
You're going
to
let people live
button,
with you.
There's a little button right there.
Andy B&B.
And for $50... chat with Andy, 20 to 30 minute conversation. You ever have any kind of questions you wanted to ask me? Any talk about groupers? You got an idea for yourself? You want to like help develop it? Talk about it. I can talk about fish, marine biology, elasmobiology.
I sort of feel like
I can talk about love line.
Can
talk about my Carano.
You
if
can
like.
Drop dimes.
I will
on,
be
yeah,
open and honest in our conversation. I really enjoy talking to the listeners. I didn't get to do it this
not
week.
Not enough
because,
to do it for free, but you enjoy talking to the listeners.
Oh, who would do it for free? I mean, come on. Who would talk to strangers for free? But it's really enjoyable, and it's something I can do, and I'm in a unique situation right now where it would be symbiotic. It would help me out, and I don't know, you know, when I would might have another summer like this or another few months. So, for $50, and I know it's not cheap, but here's the rub. Here's also the extended version.
75, he'll do it shirtless.
I'll record it. I'm going to record it, and I will send you the... so it's like a little podcast almost, a little show.
I'm
that,
sort of bummed
you and I
that
do.
You're bringing this up because I'm in fear of losing my job right now, as you know.
Mm-hmm. Just do it for
and
free.
Why don't we do a package deal?
I'm gearing up to just panic attack and go, I'll do whatever you want.
Right.
Like, so, I will, if you're a woman, I will come over and have slow, sweet sex with you. for like 175.
Not sure you know how to sell things.
Well, for 50 bucks, and it'll take a lot longer. You'll get a lot more bang for your buck than you would with Mike or a cam girl.
I'll record it, and I'll give you the tape, and I will have a conversation with you while we're having sex.
Probably 5-10 minutes for most guys, right? 50 bucks, 5-10 minutes.
Probably.
Yeah, but and then you'll get the audio. I'll send you the MP3 of our discussion, and you can bury it, or you can listen to it. You can use it as ransom.
Don't call yourself Mr. Cam Girl.
I'm not going to do it. That's good.
And if you want to talk about some shit off record, we can also push stop.
So stuff about me.
I will tell you all there is to know about Ty Ty.
That'd be boring.
Okay, I just got to say this is a terrible idea. You promising to go off record when you can't see if they're recording from their end.
That's a good point. It's a valid point.
That's a very good point.
I'll change
everything
my voice.
On record.
Everything's on record.
This just becomes you saying, "I cannot recall." Like
this is off the record. When did people respect that when you're interviewing a politician or something, and they lean in and go off the record? I think this guy's cuckoo bird, and he's going to get ousted.
I think they respected it until like maybe
Nixon?
The internet.
Nixon?
No, I think people still do because it's usually like.
Well, I think professionals do, but there's so many non-professionals out there doing that kind of shit.
Right, but then those people burn their bridges and they don't have contacts anymore. It's the journalists who, they take off the record stuff and don't put it out there because they want to maintain that relationship.
I'd be the worst at that. I'd forget.
Oh, my God. I totally forgot you said off the record. Absolutely. I'm so sorry.
Like, I forget when people say, hey, don't say this to anybody, but. Yeah. And then I'm like, next thing I know, I'm broadcasting it.
I've already told you the few things I've done.
Mike knows, you're not supposed to tell stories. And he like comes in here and almost starts a podcast every week.
I'm not doing this to avoid celebrity, but I told you the story about a celebrity comic that we all know who told me something.
Andy Anderson.
And said not to share it, period. And I told the first person that came to our table.
Oh, yeah.
And he went, Josh. What? Yeah, he goes, what the fuck was that? Like, he called me later. And he goes, what was that? He goes, I said, don't tell anybody.
I could totally hear Josh saying
that came
too.
To our
he's
table.
Like smiling as he's asking the question,
what
just
the
like
fuck
in total disbelief.
He goes, the first guy that came to the table, you told him. And I was like, I'm sorry. I don't know why I was thinking that. He goes, the first guy.
Mike,
the first person.
I wouldn't be shocked if I told you something and you like ran up on stage, grabbed a mic, and reset it. I wouldn't be shocked.
That sounds like thievery.
Should we call Damien? He's got some things. I remember he pitched me 4 ideas. 2 of them had to do with shit. And I said, you know what?
And then after that, we'll get into a conversation with Mike about this cake we're eating.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
All right, it's called Damien.
You going to speakerphone him into your microphone?
That's the plan.
Professional show.
Hey, is that a new phone?
It's my production line. Mm.
Oh, you upgraded from a flip phone on the production line.
Anderson, is that the
it's the 5.
Groupers.
5S.
Okay.
I think Groupers is.
I'm thinking about going with that new, with the smaller phone.
Hello?
Damien.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's Anderson, Mike Carano, and Ty Ty.
Hey, Damien.
Hey. Wait, we got it.
I know you probably can't hear us because we're 3 or 4 feet away, but cha-ching in Anderson's bank account.
Can you hear him? No, this is not.
Oh, sorry.
I already paid Damien off with, I already flicked Fest Love. He had me watch Gaspar Noé's Love, and it was hard to watch at times.
Was it sexual?
Oh, it was just
sexual
long,
in nature.
Nearly 3 hours of threesomes.
Hmm.
Oh, really?
3 hours of dick.
Did you watch
a lot
it on?
Of dick.
Did you watch it on YouPorn?
They have it's shot in 3D as well.
And what?
He
had one of the poor actor had to come onto the 3D camera. The first day of shooting.
Why would they make that movie?
Yeah,
because
what is
Gaspar Noé, the guy that did Irreversible?
How did Damien know about it?
Everyone knows about Gaspar Noé in Love.
Oh, he's the guy from Beauty and the Beast.
No one comes like Gaspar Noé. No one.
Damien, can you hear us?
No one.
Yeah, I can hear you.
No one shoots dicks in 3D like Gaspar Noé.
Mike, can you hear Mike?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, talking to the mic, you fuck.
Can you hear me? The microphone's not going
to
help him.
I know, but the people listening to the show need to hear you talk.
Can you hear Ty Ty?
Yeah, I can hear Ty Ty, yeah.
Of course you can.
Is this the most pleasurable conversation?
Talking to the microphone.
Oh, my God, Michael.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting to talk into the mic.
All right. So let's do this. What are you bringing to the?
You need to put your face also. Next
year.
I had a question about the stinger that's played at the beginning of most episodes. Right, you do happy, right? Like song, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's that stinger right after that? It's Tiny Tim, right?
It's Tiny Tim. I recorded with a video camera, and then I put the sounds of a train in the background.
What?
And then there's
of a train.
Sounds of a train.
No, it's all train.
There's no sheep?
No, there's sheep.
Oh, sheep. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, there is a sheep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot. Why? That was a long time ago. I was just fucking around with sound effects and stuff.
All right, so you know the thing that we did on the show a couple weeks ago where we were all being real shaman and whatnot?
Shaman.
Oh.
Mike wanted to make ringtones out of it, which I guess he's still doing. But instead of just taking the raw audio, he put a bunch of chimp sounds in there as well.
No, that was in there.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was
I thought you added shit.
Because you said no.
I said, did you add stuff? And you said, yeah.
No, I added some effects.
What effects?
Like some phaser effects.
Chimp effects.
No, like no. Some of the noises, like your voice, I compressed it so it stayed even and perfectly timed.
What are you saying? Are you like auto-tune my
no,
voice?
No, no. It wasn't auto-tune. The volume. And then on a couple things I did and a couple things Tyler did, I panned them from left to right, and I put the high frequency on one side and the low frequency on the other.
Damien.
Yeah.
What else you got there, bud?
Okay. What about the dad cast you and Tyler are going to do?
Actually, I started my own.
It's called the Not Dad Cast.
Dad Cast.
Yeah, Tyler and
life came at us real fast.
Well, the movie got going. The child was here.
Yeah, the kids are grown up.
I would still like to do the show.
It's Grandpa Cast.
I'm up here.
But, you know, I don't know how I'd love to do one and see how it goes.
I got some time off coming up.
The problem was the first guest was that dad in Pasadena who killed his son but pretended like he got passed out in the park, and the show got canceled.
Yeah, we never aired that episode. I don't even know what story you're talking about because I don't need to know it. Why is that news? How does that help me?
Big news, because he hasn't been arrested.
Oh,
well, he claims he just passed out and his son is gone.
Apparently the car is doused in gasoline too, by the way.
Yeah.
So I think some questions from the audience as well. They like to bring back the drop machine. That's possible. The drops.
You know what? That is quite doable. I just have to bring the 360 in here with
that's
me.
That's right. We have it now, right?
And I feel like an asshole walking down the street with a microphone to begin with, let alone with a 360 machine.
I feel like an asshole even wearing clothes.
We need to get. We'll get you like a suit. We'll get you like a suitcase to keep the 360 in. And then you just walk down the street with a suitcase.
An attaché?
Yes, an attaché. But
can I have like a bracelet attached to it?
Of course.
Or you could bring it once, and we can just leave it in my office.
Hey, if you're like one of those guys that you have a briefcase and or girls, and it's so valuable that you have it handcuffed to your arm, aren't you just terrified that someone's going to see you with a machete?
Yep. And I also
the curiosity is going to get the best of them.
I also don't believe that was ever a thing. I don't believe that was ever a thing. I think that's a movie.
You think it's a movie thing?
Yeah.
You know what else is a
movie
thing?
There is no position. There is no realistic place in life where you could actually tell an employee.
No, I disagree. Because like the 70s, especially you think of like New York going on the subways, like shit was getting taken and stolen and pickpocketed and all the time.
But handcuffs,
so really important,
they could have used.
That way you're not going to.
They could have just said squeeze your hand through the handle and then release and it'll keep it on there.
Yeah, they could have said that.
You know?
Probably should have said that. Yeah, maybe you're right.
Or they could have. How about this? They could have got a better box than a briefcase.
You know, Ku Klux Klan, KKK, the flaming crosses.
Don't know who you're talking about.
Flaming crosses. You know where that came from?
What's that?
D.W. Griffith's Birth of a Nation.
Yeah, that's like the pirate thing, right?
A pirate thing.
Yeah, like the pirate voices came from a movie.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Ku Klux Klan. This movie, it's considered the first actual narrative film ever.
It's considered the greatest movie this fine nation has ever produced.
Exactly. And the Ku Klux Klan watch it. They're the heroes in the movie. It's a horrible, horrible movie. They don't even teach it in film school anymore. But they were so impressed by the flaming crosses. They're like, we should actually do that. That's a great idea.
You know what? I'm really sad that they stole that idea because that is a great idea. Because I would just like to light a cross up and yell Aussie.
Hating black people and lynching black people, that came from the movie too. Like they didn't. They're actually peaceful.
Oh, I'm sure black people are thrilled with that.
Actually, a peaceful
claim. That's a total construct.
Wait, are you sure about that?
No, of course.
Oh my god.
Oh, I was going to say because that
you know what, Hitler,
that movie should be condemned.
Hitler loved Jews until
should be condemned for all time if it was responsible for tens of thousands of deaths. By hanging.
Until this movie was released, we were just a bowling club. But I tell you, I do think we should go.
Oh, I gotta see this movie, but first I gotta go watch Jeff Sessions.
Hitler saw Triumph of the Will, and he's like, holy shit, we should hate Jews. He had no idea.
Oh my god, what if movies are that influential?
Oh
my god.
They kind of are.
That's unbelievable.
Must be very, very quiet. We're doing a very important show.
Who are you telling that to?
Some guy that just walked in. I'm kidding. You can make as much noise as
No, you can't. Don't make as much as you want.
Yeah, he can make a lot. He's got an owl access pass. He should be able to do whatever he wants.
Owl okay. access? Where's the owls?
Owl.
No, they go.
Who wouldn't like that deal?
Who's on first?
Who wouldn't like that deal?
Who are you?
It's a Wendy's commercial.
I think we're just trying to get Damien to hang up.
I really
it feels like we're trying. It feels like we're trying to get him into work him into submission.
Damien, you got any other things to bring to the program? Anything from the listeners?
I do.
I like that you collect.
Well, I have something. I have something.
Wait, Damien, hold on. How did you collect questions from the listeners? On the What Is Tweet?
Damien's done more production for his one
so
phone call
far,
than we've ever
done. So far,
you've
been the best caller we've ever had.
Well,
in like
I prepped
6 years.
I told him that he had to, like, you know, okay. be ready to go here.
Normally, it's like, well, so what's up with you? Nothing.
We had a really nice conversation, though, Damien and I.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why'd you say the?
How much did that cost him?
$250.
Jeez.
I watched the movie,
so
too.
I listen to a bunch of podcasts, and one of them actually does, like, a monthly Patreon hangout. Sort of they stream it on YouTube or whatever, right? And you just have your patrons come in chat room and ask questions every month or so.
Sounds a little self-serving.
This is a great idea.
Not self-serving.
Why do we not do this?
Because you're the one that said we don't want to hang out with listeners.
When did I say that?
I thought you said that.
I said when you set yourself up where you're going to be in a small room with five listeners.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And you're right. An uncomfortable guy. I said, why the fuck would you do that? Yeah,
I am uncomfortable.
I just got an update today from Patreon themselves. They're rolling out their own Patreon live streaming soon. So we can do it exclusively for patrons. Because the
we
one issue
the
is...
Okay. I like the questions.
Let's do it then.
All right, let's do that.
What about the 400th thing? You want to skip on that? Or you
we haven't made the announcement yet.
Okay, oh, well, thanks for looping me in.
Sorry.
Dick holes.
I brought it up to Anderson at his house. I said we should do a live show for our 400th episode. And he goes, it's really not that big of a deal, 400. It's not where it doesn't really mean anything.
It's kind of weird. It's a weird number, right? It's like 300
okay, well,
sounds big.
We'll 500
sounds awesome.
I don't care.
I don't know if I'll be around.
Me neither. Me neither.
I got heart palpitations.
You're not going to make it two more years?
Who's going to die or be broke first, you or me?
Who might
we
be?
Should do it. We should go out off in the sunset, like together, holding hands. Just broke, toothless.
You know what?
Slab City.
Could, that
just,
could
like,
happen.
Walk off the end
that
of the Santa Monica Pier
happen.
Together while recording on the live streaming Patreon.
Oh, that'd be upsetting.
With attaché cases.
Oh,
handcuffed.
Yeah,
full of bricks.
Full
of bricks.
Bricks.
Yeah. Full of bricks.
Not bad.
Someone
not too
please
shabby.
make a
Tyler, you got to be in the water with GoPros.
Make a picture of that.
Make sure the batteries
make
are charged.
Some kind of artistic rendering.
Sell
of
it on
us
Patreon.
Walking off the Santa Monica Pier hand in hand with attaché. Scott.
Everyone will think it's just like a really like artsy product, but no, you guys actually just killed yourselves.
It'll be like the eighth week
where
of
is
no show.
Where is Damien calling
no,
from?
No, I'll still be a show. It'll just be me.
Where's he calling from?
Damien, you are calling from Arizona?
Milwaukee.
Massachusetts.
Oh, my God. It's late.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. We've been trying to do this for the last, 4 weeks, but Tyler had to go to London.
Bastard.
Yeah.
What? I was in London for 1 week. What about the other weeks before that?
Was that Damien? I'm sorry. Tyler was over. Not only does he live in London, but he also talks over you when you try and ask a question.
Yeah, that's what I do.
So, Pittsfield, Mass is home of Elizabeth Banks. I don't know if you guys knew that.
It says it on the sign in the front of your town when you drive in, right?
Wait, who is Elizabeth?
Does,
Elizabeth
big,
Banks.
Big face of her.
She's an actress.
First walk-in.
Okay.
Big actress, Michael.
Okay.
She's been in Judd Apatow films, I believe.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
She has. She's the one that masturbates in 4 year old virgin.
Yeah, Elizabeth Banks and crippling heroin addiction. So that's cool.
Nice.
What kind of trick? Heroin
addiction. Triple A heroin addiction.
Triple A heroin. They're, okay, they're not quite the majors, but.
Incest?
What?
You're selling your town.
Yeah. Why are you still there?
Is that is it East Coast Lake Elsinore or something?
He moved there when he heard these things.
Are you telling me Banks might roll in to visit relatives?
What was that?
Nothing.
So, all right, Damien.
Yes.
What else you got?
So, they're wondering if Mike tells anyone where he's going on his long ventures, his trucking out
no.
to
no.
the desert.
He doesn't.
No, I don't.
Which is not safe. That's not the Boy Scout way. You're supposed to always tell.
I tell.
I always have a buddy.
I tell when I get back. Yeah.
Yeah. When
Mike, I'm a big fan of the podcast.
Thank you.
Not gonna come back.
Yes. Thank you. I just. It just got good.
Into the microphone.
This call just got great.
He was talking about the after disaster, Michael.
What?
Yeah. Go ahead, Damien.
Bastard.
I was telling Anderson, big fan of the podcast, and I feel like, you know, we're sort of kindred spirits. I feel like, you know, I'm a loner, you know, sort of, I listen to your podcast as sort of a way that, you know, for a cathartic experience. So,
Damien, you're cutting out. You're breaking
thank
up.
You
I can't hear you.
Much.
He's not breaking up.
Yeah, that sounds good. Thank you very much.
You're such a dick.
You know what? Here's what I don't like about that compliment. Yep. I feel like we're kindred spirits. I'm a loner. I'm like, oh.
Michael, you go on long road trips by yourself regularly.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean he likes that perception, even if it's true.
Yeah. What do you do, Damien?
Wear shorts all the time.
Ask him what he does.
I do.
Nice. Mike's wearing jeans right now.
Ask him what he does.
Damien, Mike wants to know what you do.
Yes. I work at a plastics factory. I'm molding in plastics factory.
Ooh.
That's right.
Can he make miniature after disaster dolls?
If
I can.
We got to get in on this.
Mike, that was a weird.
We got to get in on this.
I think Mike just came.
That's what I do when I have
that was guess. Really weird, Mike.
You just got excited. I've been waiting.
Your lips like made a pucker lip.
I've been waiting for something like this for years.
Well, our friend Nathan Hamill offered to actually make us like miniatures of us. And he said the starting point was $2,000, and we're like, we never called him back.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, forget it. I'm out. Lost interest.
How would we go about this?
Back to Lonerville.
Do we have to hire like a 5-spot person from China or something to render something for us, and then we give you the mold?
Yeah, something like that. I can fire something up for you.
I'm picturing Damien getting fired for taking over an entire
Why election. Did you make these 3,000 pet boys, guys? Just 10,000 little plastic machetes and cannons.
All right, Damien, we've got to wrap this up. You got anything else there that's pressing that you'd like to talk about?
Yeah. I got a would you rather.
Ooh. Ready? All right.
That's not, not really us, but...
No, it's fine. Let the man have his time.
Okay, we'll do the would you rather.
All right, would you rather... Have your nipples the size of your penis, or your penis the size of your nipples?
Kind of hard to quantify because it's like the nipples are very differently shaped. You know, they're like it'd be like saying, right. "Would you like the would a I cucumber the size of your pizza, or the pizza the size of your cucumber?"
Well, I'd rather take that one than the penis nipple one.
I think you got to go penis and nipples.
Yeah,
you
I think
tape
so
them
too.
Down.
Yeah.
But I mean, are you gonna have like a nipple down there? Oh, I see.
No,
like the way to
small penis.
You get a normal penis.
But it's really wide, but it's
with
really...
the nipple thing. You can at least like accidentally lean up against a giant saw and cut them off.
Essentially, would you rather have a clit?
Exactly, yeah.
I'd rather have.
I just hate the word clit.
Yeah, me too. I don't like that word.
I wonder why that sounded so dirty. You know what happens after you don't work on Loveline for over a year? Like your sensibilities come back to you, like filthy things that.
That
used
to just go
like
in one ear out
to.
The other.
Yeah. Like when I do Emily's show, I'm like constantly like cringing and wincing. Like, why are you talking about cock rings?
I
so
thought
openly?
About that. I don't like any word for vagina other than vagina.
Oh, well, puss is pretty good.
Yeah, I don't like pussy.
Cooter.
I don't like that either. I don't like any.
Clam.
There's not many reasons to reference it.
What? Are you getting off the phone now?
He's like, I can't do this.
I thought you guys are wrapping up.
He gets off at the most optimal time when we're coming up with.
Is he going to feel bad when he finds out we're only wrapping up his section?
No, he knows that the show continues.
Yeah, we have a story. Yeah, we have a story from Mike coming up.
We have a really good Madonna related story.
We got a bunch
payoff.
Of stories.
Damien, will you do me a favor and say what they say on Coast to Coast, which is thank you very much. I'll hang up now and listen to your answer.
I'll take the answer off air.
Okay.
And go.
Thank you.
Hey, Damien, thank you very much for staying up late, and thanks for getting
thanks
the
for
perk.
The
yeah. Thanks for
podcast.
Making me watch
thank
it.
You
love.
For
I know our personal conversations were much different than this, but I think this is probably what you expected. So you got it.
Yeah, right? it's been a dream of mine. You guys are awesome. I've listened to every single episode. I got the thumb drive and all that crap. So
thank you.
Good.
You're breaking up, Damien. I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
Thank you, Damien. I love you.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, we'll see you guys later.
Cool.
Bye, buddy.
Thank you, even though you're named after the devil.
Technically, you won't see us.
Satan!
I'm
that was
nice.
Very nice. That was nice.
He was very, very prepared.
See,
very good caller.
This is
very
what we
good
expect.
Caller.
When we,
I was worried
when
that you guys were
going to
give me a lot of
phone numbers every now and then, and we take calls.
I wish you could have heard us better. I wish we could have like plugged him in so we could have had a regular conversation.
Yeah,
that would have been nice.
We could do that one day. You know, one day we could do that.
One day.
At the 10-year point? 400th episode?
Should we do? Are we doing a live show? I'd love to do a live show. I would love to
do it. Yeah.
When
Let's
is
do it.
400?
Like
this is 390.
8 weeks, 9 weeks?
This is 391.
So it's in like 7 weeks?
We got to figure out a venue.
Yeah. Largo?
Red Rocks.
Red Rocks isn't bad. That's not bad. have like 30.
Kind of far.
Hey, Johnny.
Well,
have
could
like
just
30
like,
people.
We just go like during the middle of the day when it's just open, you know, for people to like work out.
Wait, stay here, Johnny, for 1 second. Do you guys want to hear remember my episode with Stompy,
yeah,
the upstairs neighbor I hated? He's got a story.
Wait a minute, your episode.
Yeah, my 30 episodes where I just complained about my neighbor.
I remember the 30.
He topped my story with his story. I'm sorry for doing this in front of you,
Johnny,
when it's
you
your
cool,
story.
You cool with telling a story?
Yeah.
Here. But
take mine.
He had some neighbors. A guy was in a band, and they came home fighting one night, the boyfriend-girlfriend. Oh. And all he heard was, what are you going to do, shoot me?
You want to introduce Johnny first?
This is John. He works here. We've known each other for decades.
Hello, everybody.
Good man from Pittsburgh.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Penguins.
Go Pens!
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. Yeah, that was the most awkward thing.
But that story, and I'm sorry for just stopping you, but that story topped my story.
So what happened was these couples keep arguing, and they argue like 4 in the morning, and he's a musician, and she came home from one of his gigs at like 2, and he didn't get home until 4, and they started arguing, and she was like, you mean you had someone, you want me to suck your dick after you fucked a whore?
This is a children's show. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
All right, PBS welcomes.
So then I heard him. I couldn't really hear him. I just heard him like mumbling. And then she goes, oh, what are you going to do? Shoot me?
Oh, no.
And then I heard,
oh.
And then he goes, oh, my God, my life is over.
How thin are your walls that you can
kill? He killed her.
Oh,
crazy.
My window was open and they were like in the building across from me in this little alleyway. And their windows were open as well.
Oh.
God, this was probably 2004 maybe.
Wow.
So
nuts, right?
I got him arrested. I called the police and all that stuff.
I can't believe he didn't just kill himself. That seems like the moment where you're like, shit.
That's the moment I would go like, yeah.
Wow.
My life is over, so.
Johnny,
how did you go?
Wait, hold on. You said you had 2.
Oh, no, well, the other one's nowhere near that good. I was just had a stompy neighbor upstairs.
What are you going to do, shoot me with the rubber band?
You end with
that
was the closer.
Yeah,
that was a good one, though.
He started telling
me,
so.
Yeah, that's
a good story.
What's the other one?
It's just a stompy neighbor upstairs, some psycho guy that just went back and forth and back and forth.
Did you live under Mike? You lived under Mike while he lived under Stompy.
It just keeps on going down. Yeah. Then there's a mole underground going, bastards!
Thank you,
Johnny.
Yeah, see you, Johnny.
I'm sorry you heard a woman.
It was such that's a nice. It was just I got some great audio of 2 teenagers being killed. You want to hear it?
Yeah, after disaster, like 184.
What could have been a really good show into the gutter.
I watched a 2020 on that entire case.
Yeah.
Remember, for those of you who might be a little bit newer listeners,
Don't go back.
For
and
new
find
listeners,
that episode.
We used to play audio of people getting murdered.
We didn't used to play. Here's the story on that. Okay, this is probably what 3-4 years ago now.
I don't know.
We overstepped our bounds for sure.
Here's
on that
the
one.
Deal, though. Nah. Let me refresh your memories, guys, because you might not remember. I was sitting in the parking lot at Target. Listening to a local radio program, a news program out here, and they said, actually, the reason why I was sitting in the car in the Target parking lot is because I was waiting to hear this audio they were talking about they're going to play, and I couldn't believe they're actually going to play it. They played it. Audio of 2 teenagers being shot dead by this guy who was sick of getting robbed.
It sounded like a paintball gun.
He was audio recording the entire thing as he was staking them out, waiting in his basement Thanksgiving Day, like 2012.
It was horrific.
And you could hear the act. No, don't pull it up.
Please don't.
Why not?
And you could hear him shooting them and killing them and saying, "Now you're dead." Yeah. And he called the girl.
Like, the life is leaving you, bitch.
Bitch.
But she was like panting.
It was
and crying.
Yeah, it was really uncomfortable. And they played it during the middle of the day on an AM station.
Yeah.
So I figured we could play it here, and it upset people. Tragically,
it upset me.
So we ended up playing live births as well to make up for that.
Yeah, and it was a wash. People were happy.
We played 2 women giving birth a few weeks later to make up for it, right?
Yeah.
So we gave you death and we gave you some birth.
Now we give you...
You lose. That's the game. You lose.
It's a good game.
It's like sausage.
You lose.
What the fuck is sausage?
It was a game that we used to play at camp.
Oh, yeah. I think you've told
me
about this
I don't go
before.
To camp anymore. So I have to say used to play at camp.
Well, sad.
Well, that's what you get for getting fired.
Sad. Anyways, I saw a whole 2020 about the whole court case.
Recently?
Yeah, like maybe like 8 days ago.
I didn't even know 2020 was still
Was it with Keith Morrison?
It might have been Dateline. Might have been 40. I don't know. It was
YouTube?
One of those murder
on YouTube.
Keith Morrison's
nope,
the best.
Watched it on television.
You want to hear something?
He went to jail. That guy went to jail forever.
Yeah, good.
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 And he had like a bunch of people in the town that were like all for him, and he had a bunch of people in the town that thought he was a creep. It was weird how the division, how divisive the entire case was. They had like neighbors of his saying, he's just an innocent man. He's a very nice man.
Did they listen to the tape?
I don't know. They kept showing different pictures of him, one where he looked really evil. Like, this is how half the town saw him, and this is how the other half town. Yep.
They hired the editor from the National Enquirer to come in.
Keith Morrison was not leaning on anything. And he was not a part of this.
He's all the best.
Let's talk.
His genes like Mike.
Do you know Tara got?
Who's Tara?
Friend of the show.
Okay.
Actress.
Tara Limbar.
Hundreds.
Your ex-girlfriend.
Hundreds of DVDs for whatever the awards season is.
Emmys.
I'm not sure. I don't know how
Emmys.
It works.
What are you talking
they
about?
They send Emmy
okay,
voters.
She got all day for consideration
all
DVDs. Some of the box sets are insane.
Oh, like screeners?
They're giant presentations, like boxes that are with an entire book and then a DVD.
Except their DVDs and they're not Blu-rays.
Yeah, but here's the thing: is I asked.
Don't
her,
act like you're in the know, Ty.
Yeah, but I asked her.
Don't act
he
like
did
you're
win
part of TV or something.
I did ask her. I said, "Can I open all these to see if there's anything good in there?" She said, "Take them all," and I didn't take them, but I opened them. Did you know that YouTube videos are nominated for Emmys? Because a lot of them were like YouTube presents. Original programming. I'm not even
Do
against
they?
It. Yes.
Wait, they make original
There's,
programming?
Yes.
There's categories that things that have been created for YouTube qualify for. Like there's interactive and like digital categories and stuff.
Cause none of the glamping videos I watch got nominated.
Why do you watch glamping videos?
Because I'm fantasizing about living in a motorhome, even though I don't really want
just
to.
Just today I was talking to my mom about she wants to buy like a crossover SUV.
Yeah.
Because she has it in her head that she wants to drive, like, to visit friends and drive cross country by herself and sleep in the back of it.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I'm trying to talk her out of it because she's not going to do it. And I said, Carano bought a Subaru with the same idea.
Mm-hmm.
How many times you slept in it?
Twice.
You were going to get curtains. I just don't picture my mom. I don't like the idea of my mom sleeping in the back of her car.
Can she afford, like, $150,000?
No.
Stop oh, because she could buy a really cool little road trek.
I have an itch, dude.
With a bed and a bathroom.
It was on my thigh.
She could bring a dog.
Yeah, she has her dog.
Yeah, a little road trek, like $130,000, $140,000.
Oh, just 100. Yeah. No, she doesn't have that money.
But she could sleep in the back. Be comfortable. Solar panels on the roof. Not too shabby.
What kind of car does she have now?
I don't know. It's like a 15-year-old Lexus or something.
You know what you could do? You could pull the back seats out of that Lexus, take the front passenger seat out.
There is no back seats. Really.
Jam a mattress in there.
Anyways, she also was in my my mom's probably moving
Why
in with me for about 2-3 weeks.
Rent a crossover.
My mom's going to be in between places because she's buying a condo.
Mm-hmm.
She's moving to Palm Springs, which I think I talked about.
Wait, for real?
Upsetting. Yeah. Kind of upsetting because I'm going to miss her a lot and I'm not going to be able to see her. So, you know, and right now I can call her up and say, let's do lunch. Not anymore. But
well,
you
got to understand.
They got some great
old
places.
Old people love the heat.
I'm thinking my mom is old.
You got to roast those bones, baby.
Mm-hmm.
So. I was showing her like where she's gonna stay. She'll stay in my office for a few weeks until she can get on her feet.
Is that why
you've
been
ship
canning everything?
No, it's kind of, but it's also kind
it's
of a happy
out.
Accident. Yeah. I would have just done like overdrive shit canning, getting the place ready. But you know, I used to have a spare bedroom. But
overdrive
now
shit canning.
That's now the fucking nursery.
You've
right?
watched
Atticus
shit canning
took
our True
spare
TV.
Bedroom. That was my hangover room. I used to go into Atticus's room when I was like hungover because it's the coolest, nicest, darkest
that's a weird
room.
Weird vibe. Weird vibe.
And now
to
it's all like gray
son.
And elephants and cribs and Atticus.
That would still be a good room to spend a hangover in.
Not when he's in there just going,
put him out in the hallway cage.
I used to like to sit
in.
On
I don't
the
have hangover days.
I used
anymore.
To like to sit on the floor of the shower when I had a hangover.
I know, and you would just sob and rock back.
No,
and forth.
I wouldn't sob, but I'd let the water hit me.
So my mom's in the office where we did the show last week.
My mom's, yo.
Right?
Yeah.
And I told her, I ratted you out. And I said, you know, I was told the whole shit canning story and how I got rid of it. Because she's like impressed that her son threw stuff away because she knows how
you
I
tell
am.
You threw away that seal?
Didn't bring up the seal because I didn't. I pulled him out.
That's right.
And I said, the first listener that wants him, get them. So far, no listener has actually identified. Listeners are like saying, I'll take the dolphin. The dolphin was never up for grabs. It's the seal.
Yeah.
If you want the seal, he's still up for grabs.
I'll take the dolphin. Sounds terrible shipping that thing.
So I was showing my mom what's left in the room, and yeah. I said, Mike suggested that he was surprised that I didn't throw away the tiger head. That
oh,
you got
no.
Me.
I'm sorry.
And she goes, oh, that's I got you that. Maybe it's outdated now, but yeah, if you don't want it, I'll take it. Mm. And she goes, Mike probably wanted to throw it away because if he had it at his house, he'd be scared of it.
She knows. She must listen.
She totally knows you. I was really impressed by that.
Although this man does have a full skeleton in his living room.
Yeah, that doesn't scare me.
Why is it in the guest room now then?
No, it's still on the couch.
It was in the guest room for a long time.
Well, maybe, because I needed the couch for something. We were recording or something like that.
Maybe it moves around.
Do you want me to prove to you I'm not scared of it by putting it like in my shower? Every day I'm like,
I'd be scared of it in there. It might slip off and like bean you.
Yeah.
Bean you.
Yeah. Noggin you.
Brain you.
Oh, yeah, I guess brain.
How heavy is a real skeleton?
I do like brain. Brain can be used as a
weapon,
adjective, or as a verb. To do damage to your brain, like that coconut. Yeah, that
brain. Is that a child's thing?
Brain
or is that a
goes back
thing?
To the whole building thing. It's like not a whole lot of creativity went into that one.
It hurt my brain. It brained you.
Yeah, I'm gonna arm you.
But is that something kids say, or is that something?
No,
that
that's
actually,
like that's a thing. That's a phrase.
Something you would say. Mike.
The building one is bugging me more and more and more.
That I'm upset by it.
No, it's the whole idea. It's a building, and we're
there's
building
so many
it.
Of those, though.
We're building a building. Yeah. Now it's a building.
But you gave me shit when I brought it up.
I know, but now, since then, it's been eating away.
It's
been
weird,
chipping
right?
away. Chipping away.
I got some listeners
like we
that
couldn't
sent me
come up with
a new
name. I mean, obviously.
It's just so concrete.
No pun intended.
I wasn't trying to do that, actually. I wasn't trying to. I really wasn't.
I was watching a YouTube video on a woman that lives in a self-sustaining off-the-grid house today.
Wow,
and,
how did you tear yourself
she
away
was
from
talking
that
about
one?
Why she's building her walls out of tires and mud, and it was because concrete is so not permanent, and everything she said about concrete was the opposite. She goes, it's not structurally sound, it's not this. I was like, it's all those things, it's concrete.
She older
I see
lady.
Bridges built in the 1800s still standing
yep,
there made of
they
concrete.
They have a little stamp on the side
that's
of
that's right. Sidewalks from the 20s are still here.
You know, my neighborhood, you walk around my neighborhood, all the sidewalks yeah. say 1956.
Pretty cool.
It's when they built the neighborhood. It's pretty sweet.
Hey.
It's like you open a book and you see what the copyright is, like yeah. when it was published.
Yeah.
That's like the neighborhood, too, right on the yep. sidewalk. Yep. Stamp.
I wonder if they still do that.
Remember when you came over and said, don't talk loud because we were talking in the showroom?
Yeah.
We weren't talking loud, were we?
The bartender told me your friends are talking loud.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, and it was disrupting the show.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
I think he was talking about her, not me.
Probably.
I was being quiet.
Okay, so okay,
I like
so,
that bartender. Damn it,
he's
really?
Great. No, he's still great. He's watching out for the show's interest. Show's interest.
He's great. He doesn't like
I'm
you.
Never try and talk loud during shows.
He,
I'm always very,
well, it's
very
rude
respectful.
To talk at all in that little teeny room
know,
when you're on stage because you can hear people.
Yeah.
When you're on stage, you can hear, you can see and hear everybody.
They can hear the show the entire time.
Yeah, they're probably laughing at us right now because this is the best show we've ever done.
The room is packed upstairs. They can't get people to leave.
It actually was a pretty good show down there. People were getting reactions, and
so you know,
they're enjoying the lesbian.
You know that disgusting feeling that we get as humans
when
you embarrass yourself, or you make a you do something foolish that results in you getting removed from the Madonna Inn. You know that sick feeling in your stomach.
Yeah.
Embarrassment.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So I was out specifically to make a video. I failed at that part of it. Ended up near the Salton Sea. Figured since I'm out here. I will go actually try to take good photographs of the shit around the Salton Sea and try to find something of interest to discuss on the podcast. I failed, but I'm taking pictures of some of the trailers as I'm driving out. And then I go about another mile, pull over, taking pictures of that old neon sign. Very large woman. Very large. Very aggressive. A lot of tats. Comes screaming in a pickup truck and blocks me in.
No.
Gets out. Hey, I'm talking to you. Yeah? You taking pictures of my kids?
What?
I went, no. I saw you taking pictures of my kids back there. I went, I was not taking. First, I was arguing with her. I went, no. And she goes, let me look at your camera. I went, nope. She goes, let me look at your camera. I saw you taking pictures of my kids. And I went, I'm not going to. And then I went, you know what? Okay. I pull out the Nikon. I walk over to her and immediately thought, oh, God, please don't let there be any pictures of her kids. I was taking pictures of the trailer park for real. And she went through everything that I took that whole day. She started at Joe Rogan prints. And ended at Nick Swardson. So she saw that all the Salton Sea pictures. Mm-hmm. And she just went, I'm sorry, but I've had people come out here and
all the pedophiles know they drive out.
But
of the
I was shaking for the kid. I was shaking. I was like, oh God damn it! The last thing after getting kicked out of the Madonna, and the last thing I want to do is be pegged as a guy that's driving around taking photos of people's kids.
Yeah, you're just like Mercury is in retrograde for you.
Yeah, I told the therapist. I don't know what the fuck is going down now. But
sometimes when it rains, it pours.
Yeah, I guess. You know, it's just all this shit. But that one scared the fuck out of me because she could have killed me. And
Did you hear what you just said?
Yeah, she could have.
You're a fucking man, all right? There's no woman on this earth that could beat you because you're a man.
Anderson.
No Mrs.
You're right.
Mom.
You're right about that.
When I was in eighth grade,
you beat a chick
at Kalina
within an inch of her
Valley.
Fucking not period
eighth
happening.
Eighth grade. I owned the school. It was I probably peaked in eighth grade. Yeah. Right?
Okay.
There was one person
as far as
the entire
a bully
school,
goes.
I wasn't really a bully. I just asked for change and they gave it to me.
Change.
One person that could kick my ass in the entire school, and her name was Carmelita, and she was in seventh
you
grade.
What?
A seventh grade girl was the only person that could have kicked my ass in that school.
May have been her.
No one else posed a threat.
Okay, this woman,
a seventh grade girl, was the only one that I was kind of like scared of.
If this woman showed up to casting on Orange Is the New Black, they'd say you're way too hard looking.
Mm. Orange Is the New Snack, though, she'd make it.
Probably. Oh yeah, definitely.
Was that because she's big?
It's not Orange Is the New, you eat all the snacks, lady.
Why did she just walk away? It sounds like she started running towards you, even if you were walking.
She blocked me in with her pickup truck.
But it's the Salton Sea. You just go wherever you
want. I was parked against the wall of like the Moose Lodge because I was taking pictures of the building behind it. But she looked. She did go through all the pictures, and she just went, I'm sorry.
What did she say while clicking through them? Was there just awkward silence?
She was talking.
Was she like, oh, I love the composition of this one.
No,
click,
she was
click.
Going.
Do you do 5x5s in this?
Don't get me wrong. I was definitely embarrassed by some of the
mediocre. If she's like, I really like this. Would you do some portraits of my kids?
Yeah.
You misunderstood. She's like, did you take pictures of my kids? And you're like, no.
I'm like, okay.
I want prints.
I need pictures of my kids.
I haven't seen a camera in these parts in years.
And then I make a joke like to her like 8-year-old son. All right, take your shirt off. And I look at her and wink, and we all both laugh.
And then freeze frame, written by.
That's right.
You should have been like, your kids, I like 16-year-old girls.
I don't, though. And I don't appreciate you saying
really
that.
I was walking up to the improv like 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
To get to the show. And there was some girl, she looked like, I don't know what's going on out there. Like they're selling parking right now.
Did you have a problem finding parking? Because I certainly
parking was brutal.
Did you notice that there's no parking signs on every street now, permanent?
There's
unless you live here.
I hope
they're
not.
Selling.
Not on Melrose.
Okay,
we lost that lot. Also, we don't have Fred Siegel anymore.
They're selling parking now for $10.
Yeah,
but there was like it was weird. How bright was it out when we got here? Yeah, it's like the pinnacle. I think that the equinox is about to occur. Right?
And is that good?
It's just like the latest the sun stays out of the year.
Lady Croft.
I think next week is the pinnacle where it gets like the longest day
penultimate.
Of the year. So anyways, that's second to last.
Yeah, the second to last year.
Antepenultimate means third to last.
Hey, isn't there something like a major eclipse coming up soon?
Don't know. So I'm walking up. It's like a block. Right, I parked behind you.
Well,
so
do you
like
know
block.
About the shark?
Wait, hold on. And there's like people like on the streets. It felt like New York. It felt like the Bronx or something, where everyone's just kind of like hanging out on the streets. I don't know why. There was kids on the streets, and
maybe
there was this one girl,
some sort of block party,
who
happening.
Was probably like early 20s, and she was wearing like a really like short shorts. She looked like she was from a Spike Lee movie or a Scorsese film in the 70s, right? Short shorts and like some kind of tank top,
all black.
And I kind of noticed her when I was like looking for parking, and she was like leaning up against a car with some guy. And and then when I parked, I had to walk by her, and I'm just walking by, actually not her, the couple, and there's kids across the street, and they're like talking shit to each other. It was like lively. It was fucking, there's life going on out there.
Spicy.
There must
and
be
she
some...
stops, like, she like, she yells in my direction. I'm like, you know, 10 feet away from her.
Watch out for those kids!
She goes, hey, what's up? What's up? I'm like, and I just keep walking. I'm like, hey, how are you? And she goes, oh my God, are you a flogger? I'm like, what did you just say? And I keep walking. And she goes, you have a camera, right? And I'm like, no, it's a microphone. She goes, oh, I thought you were a cameraman. And then she kept talking to the guy that she was with. And I'm like, oh, if Corona was walking by here with his camera,
crushing it,
he would have said, yeah, bye. No, I wouldn't. Matter of fact, I am a cameraman.
No, I wouldn't have. I would have lectured her on how rude it is to break her conversation she's having with that fine young man.
I have been known to dabble in the cinematographic arts.
Said blogger or flogger? I was actually kind of intrigued. Like, yeah, I'm not a flogger. I don't
have a whip.
But for $50, I mean, I'll talk to you about
that's
flogging.
Right, $50, I'll talk to you about flogging for 20 minutes.
$50, and I'll record anything. It. Open and honest. It's the chat with Andy. It's going to be chat with Andy, AndersonCowan.com.
$40, I'll talk
to you
for 25 minutes.
You should release it as a podcast.
You could do it with Carano, but here's the thing that's going to happen with Carano is he's just going to talk.
Yeah, you won't get anything.
It'll be a one-sided combo.
Ooh, the air's come on.
You know what? We should both do it, Mike. We you know, the two of us, $100. Tyler comes on, three of us, $80.
It's like the
we
show.
Pay you.
It's free.
The that fucked me up. Also, that I left immediately, and I was like, I guess I'm never coming back. I got kicked out of the
Salton Sea and Madonna Inn. Yeah, you just need to get kicked out of Disneyland again.
When I was walking over here, I also walked past some people on the street, and there was this guy and a girl, like same, probably mid 20s, right?
Black car?
No. And the guy was saying something like...
It wasn't an Escalade with 20-inch rooms?
No. He was saying something like, it's like, I need to eat. I need something to drink. You know, what are some like just meathead guy conversation. And his girlfriend was pretty cute until she goes, so what do you want? And I was like, oh my God.
That's the worst. When you see like attractive girls and then they talk and you're like,
Yeah. It's not the worst, but it's
also,
pretty
also, he
pretty
just
bad.
Told
settling.
You what he wanted. He said he wanted to eat, he wanted to drink.
I need to eat.
So what do you want?
Specifically.
Now, almost always when I hear young couples having a conversation, it turns couples. Whenever I hear a young couple having a conversation.
That's such a terrible word.
I know it is. I know it sounds like a growth. But whenever I hear young people that are couples.
Yeah, I got that Obama
having conversations,
deal with my couples.
It just makes me cringe. Almost all the time. It's just like, oh, God. Are your hormones that fucking on fire that you're willing to put up with that voice just to get a little
it's
the sex?
Same thing with like ugly
and
people.
And are her hormones that much, like, that active that she's willing to put up with that meathead?
They don't know, though. They're too dumb. They're too dumb. Yeah. But I look back to myself, and I was too dumb. Like, I had a girlfriend for 3 years who... was like one of the dumbest people in the world, probably. And she was my girlfriend for 3 years. I spent like every waking moment with her, and she was fucking darted.
What's her full name?
I almost gave it to you just now. First,
well, she wouldn't be able to find this.
Probably not.
I was just going to say, give it to me after the show, as if that has any pertinence to anything whatsoever. Yeah, after the show. After the show. There was something that came up on last week's show that we said we'll discuss after the show, and we never did, and I can't remember what it was.
It was the 400th episode.
Oh, yeah. Ah, God, my memory is shot.
Speaking of memory shot, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I had like one of those terrifying moments just since I saw you guys last week. It was horrifying. I don't know if it's going to translate or going to be a decent story, but it really bugged me. Jillian comes home from work. I say, hey, hon, come in. Don't worry about it. People are so scared of this room. I like it.
No, they're scared of you. Scared of the man with the snake tattoo.
So she comes home, and I'm parked in the garage, which is her spot. And I say, hey,
way to go,
honey. It's like 5:30, 6 o'clock at night. I'm like, sorry, my car is in the garage. And she goes, no problem. And then I look down at what I'm wearing, and I'm like, I'm still kind of like wearing the clothes that I got out of bed with.
Oh, God, today. I thought it was going to be 50 times worse than that.
No, it's bad. It's bad. Watch.
I'm wearing her panties, her bra.
And
I'm on the couch.
I'm taking a shower, but I have not gone to the gym. I haven't run any errands. I have not left the house. Why did I move? And I have clear memory of me driving into the garage. But if Atticus was with me, it's a huge pain in the ass to get him out of the back seat on the wall side
in the garage. Yeah.
I would have remembered that. So I'm like, did I just like not think about? Because, guys, I wake up every 3 hours and deal with Atticus. Like every 3 to 4 hours, I don't sleep through the night. I haven't in weeks, and it's affecting me, I think. And I spent an hour and a half trying to remember why was I in the position to drive my car into the garage? Why is it in there?
Do you remember where you went?
That's the thing. I have no, and I know I didn't go anywhere important because I'm wearing essentially my pajamas, even though I don't have pajamas. Like, yeah,
but
with
you don't remember
up.
Struggling to get Atticus out of the passenger.
Don't remember
side
that.
Door.
So I'm like, did I go run an errand and I left him at home and I forgot that he was even home? I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, oh no, I don't like this. Me. I don't like this.
Is there no chance it was already like that from the night before?
No, because she parks in there.
What if this is Jillian's grand plan for you to think you're insane?
Yeah, she moved your car.
It 90 minutes, guys, and I couldn't figure it out. And
Anderson,
finally
I don't
came
like
to
this.
I didn't like it at all, especially with my dad's condition. My dad died of dementia, Alzheimer's, and he was in the throes of dementia for like 10 years. So I was really like concerned, and I was like apologizing to Jillian. I'm like, I'm sorry, honey. Like, I don't know if this is the beginning or it was awful, guys. It was bad. And then I'm like, oh, I remember. I had a bunch of trash that I had to throw away because we got a new piece of furniture that I had to construct. It took me 6 hours to put together this buffet that we got for the living room. 6 hours.
What's a buffet?
And I didn't know either until Jillian wanted one.
It's like a credenza.
We got a Wayfair. Like it's like a thing where you put your shit. It's like a dresser for your living room.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Where'd you get it?
Wayfair. We debated over whether we should get it or
should've
not.
Should have gone
like
to the world's
weeks.
Biggest IKEA in Burbank solely for the food.
No, they wanted furniture.
But he's thinking buffet.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, you know that piece of furniture you got? You should have got this.
Long story
place.
Short, I had to like bring the trash, like the recycling bin up to like the back door so that I could easily throw the trash in. And I had to pull my car out in the street for a second, pull that thing in while I was half asleep, then pull my car back in the driveway. And then I'm like, yeah, let's park in the garage because it's cooler in there. I'm going to go out later, which I didn't go out because the fucking buffet ate my day, ironically. But guys, it was
how much was it put together?
How much what?
Like normally when you buy that kind of stuff, they have an option.
$80.
Yeah, it's probably worth it to do.
I thought that numerous times that during hour 2, 3, and 4, by hour 5 and 6, I was too delirious to even think of options.
I don't like that you did that.
I let myself off the hook because I'm so fucking tired.
Okay.
A lot. Not tired. I'm not getting, solid 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
It's more of like an ongoing numbness.
Yeah.
But I can't really speak to that.
And my brain's always thinking about other things while I'm doing mundane things such as like wheeling the fucking recycling bin to the backyard. I'm not thinking about.
Do you guys ever fall down? Yeah, not fall down, but lay down with your kids
and fall asleep
all the time.
Yeah. Like do you
What do you mean, like in bed or what?
Yeah. Like do you ever just take them and lay down
favorite.
On the couch or think and then they're, worry about rolling over or anything?
They're not
like that?
Really.
They don't let you.
Yeah, they're at the age now where they'll do that when they first come out, and then they become squirrely for a while. Zach is just starting to be like, he might like sit with you for like, 10 minutes, and it's like the greatest 10 minutes because he just like, sits on your lap and like plays with a book or something.
Because I used to, like when I would go to bed and Dahlia would jump in bed.
Oh, it's not like that.
I would always like think
time.
I could roll over on her and kill her. She's only 4 pounds.
But she's feisty. She wouldn't let that happen.
I sleep every night with Farley.
You hear about kids getting like smothered to death by like their mom's boobs and stuff. Usually those are like enormous women.
That's
or
the
men.
Way to go. Am I
They're
right?
Just, like big, like with lots of excess flabs to suffocate.
Yeah.
I don't think it happens with, portly men like
myself. Gwyneth Paltrow is not going to be suffocating any kids with her boobs.
I saw that one of the coolest things ever at Costco.
Big fan of our show.
Dopamine Pincher that's dressed like the Fonz.
You know the hijab? Is that what I'm saying there right?
Yeah. Depends.
Yeah.
Depends on
the thing that you wear on your head, the scarf that the ladies ladies wear? Yeah.
Face. You can see the face?
See the face.
Yeah.
Hijab. But there's a scarf around the neck
hijab.
And the head.
Yeah.
Hijab.
Yeah.
What if it turns out that's just because women are self-conscious about their double chin?
It's not why.
Yeah. What if it turns out?
I was watching that United Shades of America.
I don't know what that is, but okay.
You guys familiar with this?
No. Nope.
United Shades of America. Nope. I think it's CNN.
If it doesn't come in a box addressed to a person who's in the
it's
whatever.
United Shades of America. It's a black comedian who's kind of like the black Seth Rogen.
Okay.
The black Seth Rogen.
Don't really nerd, like his, a nerd, pot smoking
his sense
nerd.
Of humor is not very good. Unfortunately, the show doesn't really have much zing. But like he goes and he hangs out with the KKK.
Who is it?
I can't remember his name. He's got a very odd name. It's like K-Blue or something. I'll bring it up. Maybe you know who he is. Hold on. Before we continue.
Kamau Bell?
He was talking. Yes. There it
That's
is.
That's what I was just going to say, too.
Hey, I was close enough that you guys got it. Kamau Bell. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that you were like Carnell Blue?
K-Blue. His sense of humor is like, I was disappointed when I watched the first episode, but we watched the one where he goes and hangs out with the KKK. Like he gets himself invited to the new progressive KKK's cross burnings. And that was interesting. That was fun. He also did one on... Muslims, and it's just too left leaning, just preachy. It's not for me. It's not.
I dig it.
Down the middle enough for me.
I dig
it's
it.
It's just all. So, the KKK one was really good. I highly recommend that one. But he was talking about the hijab.
That one's for you.
And him watching like an actual cross burning and talking to these guys. It was.
We're
really
talking
fun.
About Muslims. It's not for me. KKK, right up my alley.
The Muslim one was interesting. It was just. It was too like. Why does anyone have any problems with Muslims today? You guys are all. It's like because. There are issues going on, and a lot of the issues are
damn
Muslim related.
Right,
right,
damn, right.
It's just I don't. But it's like, also I don't like
it's
when the left.
It's
I don't
also
like when
the
left leaning
right
fuckers think like
Trump is so anti-Muslim that it's become the focus
yes, and I
for
get
everybody
that.
Else.
I get yeah. that, but to play dumb and
I know,
think
I know,
like,
I know.
Why would anyone have any problems?
Sure,
yeah,
I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't get
it.
It
does
either.
Not make sense. It's yep. like yeah, of course it does. It simple-minded people are going to think that all Muslims are bad. I mean, it's not. But
so,
he was, one of my issues that I've always had was the hijab and people, you know,
hijab.
The guy, the men, right, make
yes.
the women. We've talked about it at length.
Of course,
show,
this
too.
Is a huge issue.
And men don't have to do anything.
Nope.
They bring it up, though, on this United Shades of America about how, nope. You know what, men do. A lot of them wear caps and many of them grow beards to cover their faces.
Okay.
I never even thought about that.
Yeah, that's not the same.
It's fairly similar.
It's pretty similar.
It's a giant beards and hats.
You
like
can't,
they're
you
covering
can't take
a lot of
off,
shit.
You can't take off your uncomfortable beard
yeah.
when you get inside.
Anyways, back to this woman at Costco.
When the women take that stuff off when they get home, are the husbands just like overly aroused?
It's still erection. That's what I talked about.
It's called the hard job.
The guys that come over here from like countries where it's all like the hard job all the time, right? And then they
now
see women
gonna,
with like flowing hair.
We're going to become targets. We call it the
sure
hard job.
I'm sure we've been. When off comes the hijab, here comes the hard job.
So she had her hijab on, and mm-hmm.
Was that
she was using it appropriately, and you know she was staying faithful to her religion.
Why are you saying like it's sexual?
Mm-hmm. Not at all.
She was wearing
it. She was also using it. She was also using it to help her with her daily life because she had both hands working with the cart, and she was in line, and the phone was. Tucked in.
Nice.
And she was having a full conversation with her iPhone snug across against her face. The hijab had it like really tight.
I guess,
hijab.
But why?
It was nice.
Yeah.
Hijab. Hijab.
That's
hijab.
Amazing. That's amazing.
I was pretty impressed.
Because it seems like that wouldn't be allowed, but then why wouldn't it be?
Why not?
Yeah, exactly. See how little I know?
Not allowed in the car.
Did you see the documentary on HBO called I Am
Butts?
I am Fucko.
I cannot believe I just drew a blank right now.
I am Kumple.
Who played Batman? The
I am
original Batman who just
Adam
died.
West.
I am Adam West.
He died?
Yeah.
Yes.
When?
Did you see the documentary, though?
Right. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
I don't appreciate you.
Come on. That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Did you use that before?
No, I swear to God, I did not.
That was the first time.
I
was
swear
fresh?
To
okay.
God, that
that's
is fresh.
Good.
I swear to God, that's
right.
fresh.
Okay, I picture.
But
you
it was really moving.
Tweeting that.
How loved
I,
that guy.
As I was saying it, I was like,
everybody.
"Why didn't I tweet this?"
And he's got a hot daughter.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name?
Something West.
Catwoman West. It might be an old documentary.
It's I Am Adam West.
I saw.
It might be like 10 years old, but it was just so loving. Ralph Garman's all over it, but it was just so loving how much his kids love him and everybody loves. Everyone's just like,
sounds
he's
great.
Just the best guy. And it talks about his slump in his career.
Heard that dude used to get his bang on.
He's like, I would just do anything for money for my kids. He goes, anything. I'd jump cars through buildings. He goes, I would show up at auto dealerships as Batman. He goes, just
that's called passing the buck. It's like, I was a hack, did anything and pandered
he is
for
a,
money
he,
for my children.
He's a very funny guy, super clever, super original, super unique. And if you ever fucking badmouth him again.
I think my mom dated Robin for a minute.
Really?
She went out on a date
did you
with
say
him
if,
once.
Did you say if he ever badmouths him again?
No, Tyler. But I wish I would have said that.
I wish he did too.
I wish I would have said that. 2 hours, 45 minutes. That's the longest show we've ever done.
It's a good show.
It's a good show. It's good times. The only downer was talking about those kids getting killed by that crazy old man.
What about the girlfriend getting killed by the crazy old boyfriend?
Oh, yeah.
She should have sucked that dick after he banged a hooker and she'd still be with us.
That guy had quite the night, huh? Banged a hooker, fought with his wife, girlfriend, killed her.
Guys, all the
that is a big night. He played really? A gig. He performed.
Like, if he knew that was coming, like, he'd have it circled on the calendar.
He was on the top of the world after a show. He's like, I fucking crush it. And he's like, you know what? Fuck her. I'm going to get that hooker now.
Yeah, and then he murdered his girlfriend.
He's like, I feel a little bad about that, but, like, rock and roll, man, rock and roll. Gets home, the old lady's running her yap.
Running her trap, man.
He pulls out the gun to let her know who's boss. Yep. Still pretty cool. Kind of a shitty
still
guy.
Good,
still
good
cool.
Day. Still good day.
Bang. Oh, fuck.
Went too far. I
just wish I worked a regular job on the night shift. This wouldn't have happened.
I shouldn't have dropped out of medical school. Yep. I should never bought that leather
but
jacket.
How many of these stories exist? You know, I went to this party.
It's not like a Bukowski story.
I went to a party. It was a great night. A couple of drinks. Loosened up. Got talked to my boss. I got a huge promotion. Everything's going great. I met that girl that done an accounting I've had a crush on.
Got
we made out
job.
For a while. And then I accidentally ran over a 3-year-old because I was drinking and driving.
Why is the 3-year-old out?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super cool if you pee, bro.
Super cool. It's super cool. It's super pee. Mm. Yeah, that sucked. I'll probably edit that out.
Oh, shit.
I wish I had the ball. Not the balls. I wish I had the energy. Wish I had the time to actually go through this podcast and just edit.
Sounds like you might have the time.
But, yeah, I know, but let's not talk about the first. Kicked out of Madonna Inn, kicked out of Salt Sea, kicked out of my job at some point.
It's time to write a book, I think.
You know what? That'll bring in some rent. That's going to make ends meet.
You could sell a book on your life.
My Life by Mike Carano.
Mike's Life.
Chapter 1. Fired!
No, that wouldn't be chapter 1.
That's how what a bad writer I am.
You just start at the end.
I'm here on my deathbed. Oh, God.
Chapter 1. I wasn't taking pictures of her kids.
I wasn't. That's all the chapters are horrible names. Removed from the Madonna Inn. Forcibly removed from Madonna Inn. I wasn't taking pictures of her kids.
Did you get tossed onto the curb like you're in a shitty movie?
No, they tricked me. Can I talk to you outside? And I was like, sure.
She said,
I'm going to ask you not to go back in.
It's hot out there.
And then I slid my foot over and put it back in because I'm like a 2-year-old.
Did you really?
No. I was very...
I'm sorry that I thought that you might have done that.
I'm like, I'm back in. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for me? $8 cake.
$8 cake?
A piece of cake's $8.
I'm like full and grossed out from that cake.
Yeah, me too. I already ate a piece. I'm going to eat another piece on the way home.
It kind of tastes like toothpaste.
I just remembered I got to get up early tomorrow.
For what?
To go to Slab City.
Driving Tara to the airport at 5 a.m.
Oh. Doesn't she have Uber?
Going to Nebraska. This isn't on Hulu.
Why Nebraska?
Her sister lives there.
Yeah, but she can still do a
Lyft. They have a thing called Nebraska Days.
Nebraska Days.
Nebraska
like
Days.
Nebraska
it's just a rodeo.
It's just a rodeo. We eat some corn and we sing by firelight. Nebraska Days.
Nebraska Days. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
Anything else going on, guys?
Let's sing the Nebraska Day song.
Okay.
Nebraska Day.
Nebraska Day.
Nebraska Day.
No, it's days. To the tune of Nebraska Bless the Rays Down in Africa.
Oh, yeah. Ready?
Me and Mike made the worst eye contact right when he said ready.
I wasn't ready. Were you ready?
It's Nebraska days like Nebraska nights.
This one's not doing it for me like the other ones did.
This one just sounds creepy.
So I should edit this out for sure.
What else is going on, guys? What else is happening?
The last night in London, I didn't go to bed.
Why?
The rap party was that we were out till 2 a.m.
Then you're going to go.
No, I went. And after 2 a.m., we went to the Hippodrome, a casino in, I think it's Soho. Did that till 5 a.m. where the sun came out.
Did you gamble or just have more alcohol?
I was just having a beer upstairs.
Was the plane ride home difficult?
But our director won $700 in like 3 minutes. One roll of craps and like one spin on the roulette table, and he walked out with $700. So we went back to the hotel, and I was like,
so
I'm like
$350 each?
I'm not going back in that hotel, because if I am, I'm going to go to sleep. And I feel awake right now, and I want to sleep on the plane.
Did you sleep on the plane?
Yes, yeah, I had a whole row to myself on the flight home.
Ah, that's the best.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it's not the best, anymore. But it's very good.
But so we did a little tour. We had like London to ourselves, because that city, most people commute in and out of it. So it's kind of
so
like,
it's one of those, it's, LA was like that
it's
for
like
a long
a ghost
time.
City.
Like on weekends, it's just no one's there.
So this was Friday morning at like 6:30 a.m. We went to the Tower London Bridge, and it was beautiful. The sun was rising up, and there was not a soul anywhere. So we're just walking around like the city to ourselves, and we hopped in an Uber, and director Tim, who had come into some money at the casino, was like, if I get you 100 pounds, you just drive us around for an hour so we can like see some sights.
That's nice.
Yeah. So the guy was like, yeah, sure. Just drove us around for an hour, and then
you saw some sights.
Saw
that's
some sights.
That's great. And then you slept all the way home.
Stayed
and
up for like 30 something hours. And then, yeah, that's the 4 hours on the flight.
You have any issues there with all the hot accents that you must have been hearing left and right there? Is that a problem for you? Married man over there with a child?
Is that a hot accent, the English
Tyler
accent?
Tyler loves it.
I do.
Oh,
like
you do?
It. I don't like it as much as I like Australian accent or like New Zealand.
Is there a difference?
But also like.
Well, you should, you should hang
people.
Out with our hot
the majority
listener,
of
Tina.
The majority of the ones that I heard were like kind of like the hard like. London
Cockney.
Accents, not Cockney, but like they weren't the like, oh, come out to this,
did you
know,
have
come
any
out
mash?
To the country states.
Mashed
so,
peas, mushy
so
peas.
Lovely. I had no mushy peas.
I got to say that I'm kind of into chicks with the Irish accent. Uh-huh. Yeah. Super hot, though.
Oh, yeah. Irish is great, too.
Super hot.
Irish and Scottish, accent. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Scottish.
That like that the girl from Game of Thrones, the redhead.
Yeah.
Who is dating Jon Snow in real life.
Are you watching F is the New Family? F is for Family yet?
F is the New Family. I've not watched season 2
yet. And you like it? Is it good?
It's because I'm behind on Orange is the New Black. So
yeah.
I haven't started it yet, so I'm watching that first. F is the New Family is what I'm going to be doing in the next 2 weeks.
Have you seen any of it?
Yeah, I've seen the first 5 episodes of 10, and yeah, it's very good.
Good.
Very good.
Good.
Laugh numerous times throughout.
Is that a signal that we're ending, or did you start doing that?
Both.
Apparently, our chemistry is way
yeah,
off.
Something happened in this room. It's no good.
You went to go pee.
I know. I came back, and
we're
now the mojo.
You're like, this is. We're having a great show. I'm gonna go pee.
Yeah. We should call Damien back and get the mojo back.
Damien, please help.
Are you really gonna call him back?
No. Massachusetts. Okay.
Put
it's
to bed.
Like 4 a.m.
Put to
so,
fucking
this
bed.
Funny. This is an after disaster. That's what we do. We
Let's
wake
put
people
to goddamn
up.
Bed.
We wake people up. That's what we do.
Let's put this to bed so Anderson can wake it up in 4 hours.
I got to wake up in a little while too because I got to pick her up and get her to the airport.
I had to get up at 5:30 this morning, which I never do.
Why?
I had a little VO work this morning.
Did you really again?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
How'd you pick that up?
How come you did it so early?
Because they. This is a very.
How'd you pick up the VO work? That's tough work to get. Friend of a friend.
It's friend of a friend. No. It's not like legit commercial work. This is for like a spec animated thing.
What was the voice you did? What did it sound like?
It was like
I cribbed.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah. And then
That's very inside.
And then I kept doing it to the producer that was like, "All right, let's try this." And I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "I'm sorry, I'm doing the thing to you."
Wait, you did it as the character?
As a character, but also
nice.
I realized that I was doing it in real life. And
nice.
Yeah, it's like a yeah.
Yeah. It comes from Loveline days. We had a consultant for you remember this, Mike? You were there for this part of Loveline. I think soon after you started hanging around, that
Chuck?
Guy got nope, Bert. And he got sicked on us, essentially. He was like a 72-year-old man who was put in charge. I don't care, right? I can say this shit. Put in charge of how Loveline should be run. He had daily meetings with everyone. He was, it was, It was like a vice grip on your balls daily. Yeah, it was awful.
But he would listen to the previous night's show
at 5 a.m.
Yeah, over his cereal.
Well, you know, first thing in the morning. And he was not the right guy for the job.
Which, as you've said, if you've been away from the show at all, like hearing just the word pussy makes you go like, ah! Yeah, and he's listening to that, like,
that word is so harsh.
Mike saying, like, cum juices at
I don't say
five
that.
In the morning.
Mike can talk.
Not you, Mike Catherwood.
Catherwood can talk about masturbating. If that's his choice. Remember that little meeting
yeah,
that we had?
What was it? What did he say?
But the reason why I really dislike this guy is because he was a conniving, lying little fuck who would do things like... it would be his recommendation that I didn't give a rundown at the end of the show every night. The one thing that I did on that show after like all of the turnover and craziness that happened and Catherwood being Catherwood and this Burt guy, the one thing that I wasn't supposed to play drops anymore, the one thing that I did was I kept track of how many people called, how many girls, how many guys, and a couple other different little stats. And I would wrap it up 30 seconds at the end of the show. It was what it was.
I remember.
And it gave me something to do during the show to keep track. And he put the kibosh on that, right? And right. I heard it through. He told some people.
I may have told him to do that.
I forget who told.
Your ego was getting
Anyways,
a lot of check.
I was getting coffee, and I recommended he pulls that.
I was told not to do it anymore. I see this fucking guy that said that I couldn't do it anymore. Yeah. Didn't tell me directly. 2 days later, in a hall, like in an office, and he's like, "Oh, hello, Anderson. I'm so sorry to hear that you can't do that anymore. That's very
you piece of
oh,
shit.
I'm like, oh, you're a
yeah.
fuck.
Yeah, those yeah, are the worst." Awful. The worst.
That guy,
worst.
Anyways, that guy is the genesis of yeah.
Because he would ask you a question,
you'd start to answer him, and his
he'd steamroll right over you with just yeah. It was like his way of, so he could ask,
he could ask about a topic that he didn't know anything about,
and when you start to answer it, he then rolls over
he's
you.
He's one of those guys,
yeah, as if, oh, I actually do know
I already
everything.
Knew that. Like, he'd get just, and he's smart enough, like, he would just hear the beginning of it, and he would, you know, understand it.
Yeah.
So credit to him because he was very smart.
Yeah.
But
I know what you're talking about.
Awful person.
One day he came into the office and was like, "Yeah, it was a Facebook I'm doing." I was like, "Oh, you know,
72-year-old man. I'm not exaggerating.
No,
72-year-old man."
And he's like, "How like our Facebook audience?" I was like, "Well, the demographic." He's like, "Yeah." I was like, "I didn't even give you any information."
We had a guy that.
And he would see Drew. It would be like seeing a devout Christian seeing
it was so
Jesus
terrible.
Like,
it was so terrible
in the flesh.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
you would be in mid conversation with a guy, and he'd be like in mid and then Drew would come in. He'd be like, Drew, hello. Good
but
to
how
see
would
you.
A 72-year-old even know who Dr. Drew is?
Drew, when you think about the crew, you think about the people that work there, and you think about like the co-hosts and whatnot. Who's the closest thing to a 72-year-old man's cup of tea? Dr. Drew.
Yeah. Okay.
And Dr.
But,
Drew was
how would
the
he know,
biggest.
But how would he know his celebrity if he didn't grow up with Loveline and stuff? You know what I mean?
He researched the shit out of him, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He probably asked a bunch of people questions about him and then said,
I had an employee.
He was Casey Kasem's producer for years, if that tells you anything.
It doesn't tell me anything.
And when I first learned that, we were at a deli.
Doesn't tell me anything.
Because he demanded that we all go
out to
him.
I would be excited to hear that.
Individually. To delis to discuss Loveline, right? It was always, he took all of us out individually. To delis, right? I guess when he went with Catherwood to a deli, he still tells a story. He ordered half a sandwich. Yeah. Like, we don't have that on the menu. He's like, yeah, I know, but I want you to give me that. And I just want to pay half. I only want a half a pastrami sandwich.
The guy my mom would get along.
So, what was I saying? I was excited about that. Oh, so in the initial interview, while I'm sitting down, he's trying to figure out who should be fired and who shouldn't. But we didn't know this at the time, right? We just thought that he was... he was like going in and cleaning the house. Luckily, Drew stuck up for me and I didn't get fired. And Norm, the guy that owned the show, liked me. So anyways, I loved him. He did. Norm liked the cut of my jib. So this guy, he tells me, like, he's telling me his credentials. And he says he worked on the Casey Kasem, he produced Casey Kasem for years.
And
I'm
like,
eyes light up like saucers. And I'm like, were you there the day that... that he got really upset and that they were recording about the dog? How often did that happen?
Yeah, hopefully.
And he kind of like sunk down a few inches, gave me a really hard look, leaned forward and said he was the most professional, genial, great man I've ever worked with. That's all he gave me. Instead of like, let's talk somebody behind. Like, he was just offended that I even brought up that part of Casey Kasem.
Like,
fuck that guy. Fuck
him. We had a very similar guy that I brought in. Yeah, an employee who worked for me at the time at the San Diego Improv said, "You need to talk to my dad. He's been a marketing specialist for companies for 50 years, and he wants to come in and talk to you." And I was okay.
Yeah.
And his dad was the know-it-all of all know-it-alls.
Yeah, yeah.
And every time I went, yeah, but this company doesn't really work like that. This is a comedy club.
This was 20 years ago.
Yeah, before. More than 20 years ago.
Now it'd be like, yeah, you're spot on.
Yeah, but he used the same phrase 3 or 4 times during the meeting, and it was me and my assistant and one other person and this guy.
Was that the phrase?
That's a long phrase.
That's a very long phrase.
What does he say? No, me and my assistant and this other guy.
He would interrupt me when I was talking, and he would go, you know, maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. I've only been doing this 25 years.
Oh.
He would say that over, and he said it like 3 times. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. I've only been doing this successfully 25 years.
That's not very long when you think about the grand scheme of things,
yeah,
sir.
Whatever. But I just kept going, who the fuck says that to somebody they want to have hired? Then maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. I've only been doing this.
That just tells me you are exceptionally insecure.
And bad at your job.
Or you're so self
You still
unaware.
Haven't learned not to say that. Okay, well, this show is just getting worse and worse.
Yeah, this one?
The second show I'm recording with the other microphone.
Let's all do a yeah.